RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, 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 crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd of Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowd, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grinch, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show, crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Wow, thank you, Georgie. Bringing us into this Victory Monday program. Jimmy's wearing his Victory Monday t-shirt. He said, I wonder if this is the final time that he'll wear his Dolphins Victory Monday t-shirt this season. They've got a tough one next Sunday against New England. Or will it be? Who knows? This is, perhaps, the biggest week. No, I'm going to take out the perhaps. This is the biggest week in Hurricanes football in over 2 decades.
Wow.
And New Year's Eve, we got ourselves a little Whataburger in Dallas, Hurricanes, Ohio State. You'll hear it on this station, by the way. Hey, a little note. This is a little programming note because I saw a tweet come out from WQAM. The game Wednesday night is owned by college football, so you cannot hear it on our stream. So if you're used to listening to Hurricanes football on the QAM stream, it will not be there Wednesday night. They own the streaming rights to it. College football does. I don't know where it'll be streaming, but
I think it's ESPN that owns all the rights.
I don't know if you can listen to it on their app. I don't know if there's other app. Regardless, it's not going to be on the QAM stream. Now, we'll be over the air, obviously. So if you listen to it on 104.3 WQAM or 560 WQAM, it'll be right there. But just a little programming note. Anyway, Crowder is off today. This will be a little hybrid week for us because it's a holiday week for most people. And but we do have this huge football game coming up on Wednesday. This happens to be a big week for the Panthers as well. The Winter Classic is Friday at Lone Depot Park. And it's going to be cold out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be no problem with the ice staying icy because it's going to be like in the 50s.
Yeah, but today was supposed to be in like the 70s, and it feels like it's 10 billion degrees outside.
It's 85 degrees out right now. Yeah. It is insanely hot. Like, it is insanely hot. Dolphins had an impressive victory over the Bucs. I don't care. Listen, I kind of am of the belief right now that Tampa Bay is a fraud, but that was still, for me, an impressive victory for the Dolphins. I know nobody cares at this point, probably. I saw Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post tweet out, at a minimum, Quinn Ewers should be Miami's trusted backup quarterback next season. What we don't know yet is if he'll be in a position to compete for the starting job. Long way to go on all that. But I think he's right. I was thinking about this. I was trying to think, are there any, there's one game left. New England doesn't need it. Dolphins don't need it. It's a meaningless game.
Well, no, New England, if the Broncos lose to the Chargers, could lock up the one seed. They get a bye.
Fair. Okay. They've got the division. I should say they've clinched the AFC East.
Yes.
But I'm not necessarily certain how important the game is to New England, although everyone would love the one seed. But I was trying to think Dolphins-wise, with this one game remaining, is there any conclusive lesson you have about the Dolphins by the end of the season now? There's one meaningless game remaining. And there was. There was a huge, important lesson this season. Because I think the book is still out on Mike McDaniel. And I think the book is still out on certain players. But we did learn. We got a conclusive answer on Tua. And I'm not certain we ever had that with Ryan Tannehill.
No.
We kind of knew it was time to move on. And then you saw him thrive, you know, at Tennessee. But I think we got a conclusive answer by the end of the season. And I don't know that it was necessarily shaping up that way. At the beginning of the season, you were still like, well, maybe. I think we have arrived at the end of the season with a conclusive answer. And the other conclusive answer, I think, and I know it's only been two games, is that you do have a backup in Quinn Ewers. Maybe more, but you have a backup. You don't have to worry about the Pastronaut or Zach Wilson or who becomes available in the offseason. I think your quarterback situation is starting to get situated. The main cog is still kind of unsituated because is Lamar Jackson going to become available? Is Joe Burrow going to become available? What's going to happen? And I do think, though, we have a conclusive answer on Tua. He is not the guy. There is no more debate. And as much as I was on the wrong side of it, I wanted a conclusive answer by the end of the season. I thought it would be the other. I thought the answer would be yes, Tua had a bad 2024 and a very good 2025, and you knew moving forward that he's your guy and the contract was worth it, and obviously it wasn't. But we do have a conclusive answer. But I think Joe Shad, you know, what he says there is Quinn Ewers should be your trusted backup quarterback next season. What we don't know is if he'll be in the position to be your starting quarterback, and maybe he will be because it might be a bridge season and you might want to see what he looks like for an entire season. But we do have a conclusive answer on Tua.
Do we know for sure that Quinn, because of that one game, is good enough to be a backup quarterback? I see a lot of people saying that. And by the way, I'm the one that was telling you I wanted to see Quinn Ewers a couple weeks ago, so I'm not opposed to it. But, like, that's it. We saw him play one good game against a so-so defense and against a team that has lost seven of their last eight games and just totally collapsed. And we're all willing to overreact to one game now and say, hey, at the very least, you have your backup quarterback next year?
Well, I don't know if you call it an overreaction. What I would say is this. I saw Quinn Ewers look more composed in a pocket than most, I think, seventh round picks. That's a flyer. You take someone in the seventh round, that's a flyer. I saw him be more mobile than a six-year quarterback. I think Tua was in a six-year.
Yep.
I saw him be more mobile and have the ability to pass downfield more than Tua. After just one game, did you see that stat? There was a really interesting stat. Marcel Louis Jacques posted, and this was courtesy of ESPN Research. Both of Quinn Ewers' touchdown passes were on throws of 10 or more air yards.
Right.
Right? Because Tua had long touchdown passes, but obviously it was a lot of yak.
Mm-hmm.
His two touchdown passes yesterday, Quinn Ewers, were on throws of 10 or more air yards. Tua has one game with multiple TD throws of 10 or more air yards in the last two seasons.
Wow.
And it was 2025 week five at Carolina. That was it. So Quinn Ewers, two touchdown passes. That one to Theo Weiss was, I mean, a thing of beauty. Did you see Weiss after the game? He's like, I thought it was a joke how open I was.
I crushed him for 4 hours on the pregame show.
Well, he was terrible last week.
I was telling Omar I could live the rest of my life without any Theo Weiss ever again in a Dolphins jersey. And he's telling me, nah, those two had connection in preseason. But like, yeah, so did Eric Ezukama and Skylar Thompson. I was just done with it. And of course, first quarter, 63-yard bomb to Theo Weiss Jr.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. I mean, obviously, the defense for Tampa felt the same way about Theo Weiss that you did because they literally didn't care where he was on the field.
It's crazy. There was nobody within 10 yards of him.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Waltzed in.
So like, that's it. We're good with Quinn Ewers. By the way, I like what I saw. I like the fact that yesterday, to ice the game, he picked up that first down with his legs. Got up. There's a little swag to him.
Sure,
with the
we hadn't seen that all season.
I like it. There was a play in the first quarter before he threw that touchdown pass. I think it was the second drive. It was a second and three. They're in their own territory, and he overthrew. I don't know if it was Malik Washington. He overthrew somebody, and he just let it fly. Hawk effortless threw the ball down to the 10. On the other side of the field, effortless. That ball traveled 70 yards in the air, 60 yards in the air, and it's like he didn't even try. Just rolling out, boom. And he overthrew whoever the receiver was by 10 yards, and I'm like, oh my God, man, this guy's got a cannon. So I'm cool with it. He had a phenomenal game. The third down stats were awesome. I just wonder if we do this now where,
well,
hey, we found our at the very least, our backup quarterback. And we fall into this trap again because of one performance.
Here's what I would say to you. The reason that you're playing Quinn Ewers is literally to get that answer.
Yeah.
Literally to get that answer. And if you don't think Quinn Ewers is the backup, then you end up, again, with a Zach Wilson. You're not going to spend more than $4 or $5 million on a backup. So who's it going to be? If someone's run their course on another team, like Malik Willis, he's either going to be a starter or he's going to get like some mad money to be a backup somewhere. And I don't think you're going to do that again, certainly not with Tua's contract. I mean, Tua could ostensibly be your backup as well if you can't peddle the contract and you just figure, well, we'll just kind of go with the same QB room that we had. We're just going to kind of juggle the positions. But you're literally playing Quinn Ewers last week, this week, and next week to answer that question. And if you can have a backup quarterback who's on a rookie deal, it makes it so much more palatable to be able to go out and use money elsewhere. So I think you've kind of got that answer only because I don't know. Now, the real question, this conversation needs to be had at some point. I don't know if we have time here. Mike Cuno is going to join us. He's at the airport. He's going to Dallas. The real conversation is Drake May better than Tom Brady?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We'll talk about that throughout the show. Let's do headlines because I do want to have time with Mike Cugno. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us from Dallas today as well. We will preview Canes and Ohio State. I have no idea who the sponsor of the headlines are.
No sponsor this week.
No sponsor. This is a little gift for you, the listener, for the final week of the year. We got you a little Christmas gift. Headlines with no sponsor.
Sponsored by us.
Thank you, Jimmy. You had that holstered for a while. You were ready to go with that,
Jimmy. Yep. Jimmy, when you tried that out in the lobby on me, and I didn't laugh,
right? You're like, nailed it. I got something here.
Yeah, when I didn't laugh, I didn't give you any reaction. Your thought process was, you know what? I'll do it on the air,
right? Like you could have come up maybe with that. Sponsored by the Pickleball Association of America or something. Like you could have like just sponsored by us. That's what you came up with, huh?
Yep,
he tried it on me out in the workroom.
And
over
he gave
there.
Him like a cursory.
I was like, huh? Yeah. But if I try something on you and you give me a, like I know, okay, that didn't hit.
You pretty much put it in the refuse
right.
receptacle.
20-17, Ewers did.
So
complete.
Here are your headlines. Sponsored by us.
Ewers did complete 64% of his passes for 172 yards. Did he outperform Baker Mayfield in your mind?
Did he?
I thought he did.
Oh, I thought you were bringing up Diddy for some reason, and I didn't understand why.
Did he outperform Baker Mayfield? Because you...
Baker Mayfield looked like ass. Baker Mayfield, to me, looked like he was disinterested. Baker Mayfield, you want to talk about Joe Burrow having lost his joy? Baker Mayfield looked like he lost his joy as a quarterback. Now, I don't know if that was the Dolphins' defense doing it to him. I don't know if something transpired in their locker room over the course of a season. They started 6-2, no?
Yeah.
We were talking about him as an MVP.
MVP.
He looked lost back there. Lost.
It's what happens when you start the season with wins versus, you know, the Texans. You beat the 49ers. You beat all the teams that nobody thought you could beat. And then all of a sudden, fast forward.
Those are good wins.
You're losing to Quinn Ewers.
Right, but those are good wins. I don't know what happened to Tampa. I mean, they had some injuries throughout the season, but their full strength kind of, I mean, offensively, Mike now, Evans is out there. Ibuka's out there.
Their defense, though, has lost a lot of players. They've got no pass rush.
But to be quite honest, the Dolphins were missing some key defensive players. I don't know what happened. Like, Mike Evans was visibly unhappy. Mm-hmm. He got his tutty at the end. He was visibly, and I would have been as well, but he was visibly unhappy.
Nah, he's always crying, though, on the sideline. Always.
Well, I mean, he's okay to do that, in my opinion. That's how good he is.
Well, Quinn Ewers outplayed Baker Mayfield then. The elevator today, by the way, is the Bradley Chubb Money Dance Celly, which was fun.
He did cash in yesterday.
Which was a lot of fun. Here's the Dolphins season finale. It'll be at 4:25 in New England on Sunday.
All right.
So you've got a couple Saturday night games in the NFL. Carolina, Tampa Bay, winner ends up clinching that division. And then Seattle, San Francisco, I believe, winner also clinches the NFC West.
There's also a scenario where the Tampa-Carolina game doesn't matter. There is a slight scenario.
Really?
Where if some wild things happen, one of them can't win.
I thought the winner wins the division.
From what I understand, the only winner takes all game is Baltimore-Pittsburgh.
Which will be the last game of the regular season.
That's literally win or go home.
Yeah. Win or go home. No, but I'm pretty sure.
I saw a bunch of scenarios, and there was this slight scenario. Let me look for it. Carolina, Tampa, playoff. Let's see. This is sponsored by us, by the way.
No, I'm pretty sure, Hawk. Bucks, Panthers, winner wins the division.
So there is a scenario,
okay,
where the winner claims the division while the loser go homes. Though Atlanta's results could slightly affect the scenarios if they win out. Hold on, I'm telling you, I read this on Yahoo today. Now I got to go into my trash.
From what I understand, the winner clinches the NFC South.
Mm-hmm.
And that guarantees a playoff spot. And that's the last remaining playoff spot available in the NFC.
Let me see here. Yahoo News, massive winter storm could snarl travel.
Uh-oh.
That's not the one I was looking for. I'll find it.
Okay.
Well, here we go. NFL playoff picture. You ready?
Yep.
Now I got to find the article.
Nah, I'm telling you, Hawk. This is the way.
I'm telling you, I read this today.
Panthers are first in NFC South. Buccaneers are second in the NFC South. The Falcons are eliminated. So what would the Falcons winning?
All right, Carolina. Not much change for Carolina this week with both the Panthers and Bucks losing. Next Saturday's Panthers-Bucks game will likely be for the NFC South title, though there's an unlikely scenario where Carolina could win the division despite a loss.
Hmm.
And then there's a link, but it's literally just to the NFL site of NFL tie-breaking procedures. So I'm not certain what the scenario is, but it just says there is an unlikely scenario where Carolina could win the division despite a loss.
And that's what, the Buccaneers just being kidnapped?
I don't know.
A Celtic pride situation by Bryce Young's family?
Telling you, I read this, and I knew, apparently it's very unlikely, but I don't know what it is.
Well, Atlanta hosts the New Orleans Saints. Both those teams are eliminated from playoff contention. From what I understand, I was watching NFL Network this morning. Win and you're in. The winner decides the NFC South.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
In fact, the Bucks winning that game would end up being the playoff team with the most with the worst record going in after like week 12 that the NFL's had in over a decade.
Can the Carolina Panthers lose to Tampa and still make the playoff?
Who are you asking? Ask Jeeves?
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, well, Hawk will find that story for you. And
I literally just read you the story, but that's all it says.
Right, but there's no scenario.
Not much change for Carolina this week with both the Panthers and Bucks losing. Next Saturday, do they play Saturday?
They play Saturday night.
Next Saturday's Panthers-Bucks game will likely be for the NFC South title, though there's an unlikely scenario where Carolina could win the division despite a loss.
This is the worst radio tease in the history of time.
Well, it's not even a tease because I don't think I'm ever going to find the answer.
The Miami Heat play tonight. They have the Denver Nuggets in town.
There is a possibility, by the way, I read this.
Mm-hmm.
The Heat could be outscored by the Nuggets tonight and still win.
Still
the game.
Win? Yeah. How's that?
I don't know. Okay. I just read that all right. There's an unlikely scenario.
The Heat, they're streaking.
Yeah,
I don't know how much you've paid attention to the
they
Heat.
Got two.
Yeah. The thing was they played the Hawks and then they played the Pacers.
Whatever.
We'll see how it goes today against the Denver Nuggets.
Can only play who's on your schedule.
Bam is supposed to be back for this game. Tyler Hero still dealing with a toe injury, I guess.
Mm.
No Cam Johnson, no Aaron Gordon, no Christian Brown for the Nuggets.
All right.
And your final Monday Night Football game of the season, ladies and gentlemen, it has arrived.
Wow.
The Atlanta Falcons will play the Rams. Do you think that has to do with tonight's game?
Yes. Yes. Mm. It has something to do with the Falcons winning both of their games, or I think winning out in their final two. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody just put it on the chat, too. Atlanta has to win out.
But what would that? Why would that matter if they're eliminated?
Because Carolina has the tiebreaker between the Bucks and the Falcons.
And the Falcons.
And the Falcons, they would all end up with the same record?
Correct.
Yeah. I'm telling you,
okay.
There's a scenario where Carolina, and I know you love Bryce Young,
mm-hmm.
where Carolina could win the division even whilst losing to Tampa next week.
Okay. All right. We'll figure it out by the end of the show.
We just did.
I don't think we did.
Well, we literally just figured it out.
I don't know if we did.
All right.
Heat tonight, and the Florida Panthers are in action tonight as well. The Panthers play the Capitals. That game will be on AM 560.
Right.
The Heat will be on FM 104.3.
Very good.
Your weather in South Florida right now, we mentioned it, it's hot. It's in the 80s,
crazy.
Upper 80s earlier
gonna
today.
It's going to get cold this week, though.
It is.
Yeah
it's supposed
your
to be.
Stuff inside.
Supposed to be chilly. That's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable
so
root AC
systems. We
still
have a sponsor
systems.
For weather?
We do.
Interesting.
Visit ChillzoneAC.com. Truthfully, I don't know if we do.
I gotcha. Is there a weather sponsor on the log, Jimmy?
According to a log, no.
You don't have a log back there.
He just, you don't? What are the papers?
I have the show sheet.
What are the papers you just
have? Jimmy's just turning into a clown lately.
Wow.
Huh?
What is going on there? So you held up paper, pretended it was a log, and
I know what's happening, though. He's feeling himself. He's going to beat me in the fantasy football
right,
championship.
He's going to win the entire league, radio station league championship.
Just criminal. It's an indictment on all of our fantasy football understanding, and it's going to be Jimmy who wins, and he's feeling himself. You saw he got a haircut. He's wearing a Victory Monday shirt.
Yeah.
He's feeling himself.
It's a big day for him. Mm-hmm. All right. Mike Cuno is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Got a horse running at Saratoga? Give me anything. You got a lottery ticket? You got some numbers? What do you got?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications.
See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Tonight's Monday Night Football game does have meaning because if Atlanta wins, and then Atlanta wins again next week, Carolina would win the division even if losing to Tampa.
Correct.
Next week. So there is a scenario where the Bucs win over Carolina next week but do not make the playoffs because if Atlanta wins their next two games, there would be a three-way tie, and Carolina would have the tiebreaker over Tampa.
Somebody should let Baker Mayfield know. Because
so he believes it's win or in?
I was listening to his post-game comments yesterday. He's like, we have a chance to win at home and be in the playoffs. What more could you ask for? Yeah,
slow your roll, Baker. Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Mike Cugno, sports anchor at CBS Miami. He is on his way to Dallas for the Canes-Ohio State game on New Year's Eve, and he's kind enough to make some time for us. Hello, Cugno.
What's up, guys? How you doing? Yeah, I'm actually at the airport right now getting ready to board my flight.
Are you excited to travel? Are you excited to be away from home on New Year's Eve? Are you excited to be working on New Year's Eve?
I love New Year's Eve. It's one of my favorite holidays. So
really?
a little bummed about that, but considering the circumstances, what we're covering, what the Canes are doing, I'm excited for this one.
Cugno, what's your pre-flight routine? So I assume, I could be wrong, you're flying out of MIA. My pre-flight routine, I always either find the Cafe Versailles, I find La Carreta, maybe I'll stop and I'll grab, you know, some trail mix, couple candy bars. What's your pre-flight routine?
Man, you're having a tough time getting that out. Huh?
I don't do all of that, but no, if I'm on vacation, it's hit up the first like little tiki hut looking bar I can find, right?
Oh.
It's gotta be one of those. But if I'm working, it's usually Starbucks. So already done that. And then
black coffee, nothing cutesy, right?
Right, black coffee. And then, yeah, I'm a trail mix guy on the flight, just something to hold me over for a couple of hours. So not, I don't get too cute, but usually if it's vacation, the vacation starts the second I get through security.
I got such a kick last night watching Solana and Samantha on CBS4 because just talking about having a tough time saying things or whatever. They were both so cutesy with the Hispanic accents.
Oh my God.
She cannot drop Solana, Solana enough. Solana, Solana, Solana. And then he dropped on her, "Well, it's a great point, Samantha." Did you know the point where you said that last night? It was so defined last night. He's like, "Well, that's a great point." Dude. No, he didn't even say that. It didn't even sound Spanish. It was just the one word. He goes, "That's a great point, Samantha." I rolled laughing, man.
Solana lays it on thick. You know, I'm surprised he didn't call me Miguel the other day when he and I were doing it. Miguel. So I was a little disappointed.
Hola, yeah. Miguel Cuño.
That was excellent. Yeah, right. So, Cuño, Dolphins game. It was nice yesterday. You have thoughts on Quinn Ewers? I mean, I was saying that, you know, we got a definitive answer this season on Tua. You get to an end of a season, you're hoping to get some definitive answers. I feel like we got one on Tua. He's not the guy. There are people, Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post, suggesting, if nothing else, you found out Quinn Ewers is your absolute backup next season if he's not your starter. Yeah. What did you think?
So what I liked about Quinn, and like the stats and numbers aren't jumping off the screen, but he is immediately, like, first instinct is get the ball downfield, which I think appreciate. We, you know, the Dolphins have used Devon Achane a lot, and as they should, but I feel like Tua maybe deferred to him a lot in the short passing game if that first read wasn't there. So I enjoy watching Quinn go downfield, also roll out, and I think they do that a little bit more with him because he's a little bit of a better athlete. So worst case scenario, I agree with Joe. You said at worst he's a backup next year. You find out who your backup is. I like the idea of opening up that position to competition. We haven't seen a true competition there in a long time because when Tannehill came, he was anointed right from the get-go. And it's kind of been like stopgap guys, you know, the Ryan Fitzpatrick's just waiting until Tua is ready to go. There hasn't been competition. So I like the idea if they're going to bring in someone new, whether draft or free agency, that Quinn is someone who can push someone and make that position better.
Do you feel, though, like he has some upside to be a starting quarterback or the caliber of quarterback you need to compete in the NFL? I just wonder if you've seen anything out of those two games where you say, hey, it might be willing to give him a shot next season to be the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going, and this is solely off body language. I like how calm he is and how, like, it just looks like commonplace to him. It looks like he's back at Texas. You watch him, he comes into the huddle, he's tapping guys on the head. It's not like, there's not like this feel of like a nervous energy. When a series is over, good or bad, he goes to the sideline, waits for everyone to come off, daps him up, says what. So that to me tells me he's just comfortable what he's doing. So to that standpoint, yes. And then you look at what he can do with the ball. The throw to Theo Weiss yesterday was so on a rope. I really enjoyed seeing that. I thought we saw flashes of that during training camp, and it was cool to see it in game. Can he be a starter in this league? Yes, but maybe there is some development. Everyone kind of hits their stride at different times. Caleb Williams took two years to do it. Sam Darnold took a few more years, and he's fighting to be the number one seed for back-to-back years, no matter what team he's on. So it may not be evident at first, but I think there is something there that he can be a starter in the league.
Cuño, I'll read you a couple of messages on the text line and the YouTube stream. Somebody wants to know, if you had to go to the bathroom on the plane, number two, would you do so?
Oh, no. No. I've been in the bathroom too many times where turbulence hits, and I'm like, I'm not crossing that bridge.
Yeah, that's not a good one. Someone else texts in, can you take a picture in Dallas with Will Manso, Josh Moser, and Sarah Cardona?
I know who that's from.
Do you? I didn't want to give out any names. I wanted to see if you knew. Do you think the Canes have a puncher's chance Wednesday night? You know, they started, it was kind of like 10-point dogs. They're down to 8.5-point dogs, which I think leads you to believe that some people think that maybe Miami's got a chance against Ohio State.
Yeah, and I think it all starts up front, right? Both lines, offensive and defensive line. I think if they can drag it kind of in the mud like they did against Texas A&M, I think that's their best shot. If they try to get some sort of track meet with Ohio State, with the weapons they have, especially at wide receiver, that would concern me. But I don't even think that would really happen just because of the pressure they can get up front. So yeah, there is absolutely a chance. If Ohio State is overlooking Miami, shame on them, because that defensive line is very good. That offensive line is very good. At the very least, they are going to be competitive up front.
Hey, Cuno, I don't know if you saw what Jeremiah Smith said at Media Days earlier, but he basically said had Miami been winning the way that they're winning now, maybe he would have reconsidered going to Ohio State and he would have ended up at Miami. Ultimately, though, that's the goal that Cristobal is trying to create here, right? Like the consistent winning.
Yeah.
He's always been a great recruiter, but I mean, this might be, I'm not trying to get ahead of myself, but this might be a regular thing for the Miami Hurricanes,
Are you sitting right underneath the PA speaker?
No.
All right.
Is it loud? I can move.
Are you sitting right under? All right, underneath it.
No, it sounds like he's sitting at the actual desk at the gate.
I'm. What I'm doing is I'm changing seats for people. I'm helping the ladies out of the gate.
You're sitting at the gate right now, and you're doing this radio interview.
I'm sitting at another gate because my gate was too full.
I got you.
So I had no seat. So
are there
a lot of people
around you?
There are. The airport's packed. I don't know if you know this, but we're like in the middle of the holiday season.
Yeah, and it's a tough travel time. There's a lot of snow.
I was at the airport like 2 hours ago. Yeah, I was.
What were you doing? Just grabbing lunch?
Yeah, just hanging out.
Were you? Right before you go to work?
I really was. I dropped off my sister-in-law and my nephew. They're going up to New York. It wasn't that many people.
Huh.
It was all right.
Okay. All right. You didn't step foot in here.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
No, but I'm surprised that you're doing this with a lot of people around, because I don't even like doing that.
Oh, no. I'm in my head. I think people are annoyed and hate me. And so the second you said, are you by a loudspeaker? I got up and walked away.
Right.
And now I'm under the loudspeaker. So.
All right. Perfect. Would you like to answer Solana's question? Solana's question. I totally forgot what it was.
I was just asking, like, the fact that the Canes are at this stage of the season, like, we can maybe expect this to be a regular thing, right? Like, the Canes competing year after year with the attention that Miami's getting once again.
Yeah, and you know what? You got to give credit to guys like Ruben Bain, who Mario Cristobal a couple weeks ago called like an agent of change, for sticking with Miami when he committed when they were 5-7. And those guys have really helped change the culture around here. But, you know, Miami, you know, was winning some of these transfer portal NIL battles because the money they have. And now I think the winning is actually going to help sustain even more winning, because now you have Miami is once again an actual destination place. It's not just where someone can go cash out in NIL. So not only are they going to start getting the recruits and keeping guys home, and they've had really good recruiting classes ever since Mario got here, but now every time you see a big name out in the portal, Miami is usually an option. Whoever's writing the article, like, oh, could end up there, you know? And so I think they have a lot of options when it comes to talent, whether it's locally, recruiting nationally, or in the portal. They're going to be competitive because of the new culture they've kind of established, and the winning obviously helps. If they're in the national spotlight every year, how do you not consider them if you're a top player in the country?
Win or lose Wednesday night, it was an unmitigated successful season.
Yeah, it was a successful season, and also maybe to the Solana's point, it's more stepping stones. We've seen progress each and every year. Now back to back 10-win seasons, a win in the college football playoff. It's already a success. Now it's like, what's next? And will they be able to sustain it? I think they will. Of course, their biggest question every year is who the quarterback's going to be. But they've hit, right? I mean, I think you look at the Carson Beck thing. It wasn't the year he probably would have liked to have, but you can say that was a pretty sound investment now that they've won a playoff game with him.
Are you going to be back in town for the Winter Classic on Friday?
Yeah, I'll be there. Friday from Lone Depot Park. And that's going to be really cool. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I'm going. I bought tickets. I'm going with my family.
You're going? Never mind.
I'm excited. So you're going to be there. What about Samantha? Somehow they're going to be.
I think we'll all be there. Yeah.
Do you know the moment I'm talking about? Do you recall that, Solana?
I know exactly what moment you're talking about. But I mean, her name is Samantha Rivera.
It's every week.
Rivera, her name is Samantha Rivera. The same way my name is Alejandro Solana.
Yeah, no.
And again, I'm jealous. Miguel is not happy.
I think he means celoso.
Are you going to go to Whataburger while you're out in Dallas?
No, probably not. When I'm on the road, I think I just eat at the hotels mostly. You're going to hate this. In Spain, I had to order Uber Eats pizza one night because I was working so much and never like left the area I was working in. So, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe on the way out.
How will you make it up to your family New Year's Eve that you weren't there?
How will I make it up to them?
Yeah, like will you have a New Year's Eve next week, say, for your family?
No, I'll save it for next year. You know, I'll say, hey, got you next time around.
I can tell you, out of all the people I know, he's the least likely that I would have thought would have said, I love New Year's Eve. Yeah,
why?
Because he likes to be at home. He doesn't like to be around people partying and stuff. Like, he strikes me as the kind of guy that wants New Year's Eve to be over. He maybe fires up a French bread pizza for the kid about 6 p.m.
No, Cuño, correct me if I'm wrong, Miguel. You're a big family guy. You're a big family guy, and this is a time where all the family comes together to spend some time together.
New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I spend my New Year's Eve. All the family comes together.
That's kind of a nerd.
Everyone's happy. There's optimism. There's hope for a new year. No one's upset on New Year's. You know, there's popping champagne. There's fireworks.
Oh, so you don't go out.
There's no pressure to buy gifts. I go out every once in a while. It just depends on the year, what we have going on with work. Because obviously my wife also works in the industry. So that kind of, you know, dictates our schedule sometimes. But I love the kind of positivity around New Year's.
I like that. So what happened with you, Solana? You just never had plans on New Year's Eve, so your family told you that this is a big family night?
We always spend New Year's Eve every year. We throw a party at the Solana residence, a big party. Yeah. All my parents' friends would come over. I'd invite my friends. Casa Solana, Yeah. And this year, my parents up in, my entire family headed up to New York. I can't because I'm working.
Yeah.
So I'm throwing a rager at Casa Solana.
You are.
I took over the backyard.
At your dad's house?
At my dad's house.
Not even at your house.
Not at my house.
That's crazy.
Did you get the invite, Hawk?
I did not get the invite. I don't get an invite for many, many things. I don't seem to make the cut. Did you get an invite, Jimmy?
No.
Jimmy, what are you doing for New Year's Eve? Do you love New Year's Eve?
I'm all right with New Year's Eve.
Yeah, what are you doing? Anything?
I don't know yet.
Well, I mean, you'd know if you had. I mean, I would say at this point you're not doing anything, right?
No, I'm not doing anything.
I mean, Monday rolls around. New Year's Eve is Wednesday. What are you going to be doing? You're going to watch the game, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Right? And then will you stay up till midnight?
Yes, I will.
All right. You flying first class, Cuño?
No, I'm flying on the wing. That's where they're going to put me.
You're not. You can't upgrade to first class?
No. Why? Well, if I get extra leg room, and Goldie taught me this, always buy the extra leg room. And that way you can sit comfortably. If you ever travel with Goldie or notice him, he sits like he's playing Twister or something. He gets all this space and his feet are like all the way up on the
you're talking about the exit aisle, the bulkhead?
Yeah. Yeah, all that.
A lot of responsibility comes with that seat that I'm not ready for.
Does it?
Well, yeah.
Does it?
I mean, you're the guy that everyone's going to look to make sure the door comes out.
That's exactly what he wants to hear before he boards a plane.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know what? I'll open the door and I hold it from the outside.
All right.
That's what I would do.
What airline are you flying?
Don't dox me. What are we doing?
What hotel are you staying at? All right, Mike.
The Whataburger Inn.
Mike Cuño is headed to Dallas. You can watch all his coverage on CBS4. Are you going to do anything for CBS HQ as well?
I don't know. I see if they ask me, we'll find out.
All right. We'll see.
It's easy to request in there, too. Yeah.
Might see him on CBS HQ as well. Have a good time in Dallas, and come back with a victory if you can.
Yeah. Gino Torero told me the same thing. He said, come back with a W, so we'll try.
Gino's
not
going out there, you found out?
I did.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. Then we'll have him on we'll be able to have him on the show Thursday. Perfect. Then, which is good, because we're going to work Thursday.
No excuses.
How about that? We're working on New Year's Day. Are you?
Wow, you're basically doing like a post-game show. Oh, no. Yeah, you're doing a post-game show.
Well, not really. The next day.
Oh. Right.
Remember the game. Are
you working New Year's Eve?
Well, I mean, not when the game is over. But we are. We're on Wednesday, but only for an hour because the Canes pregame show is going to be 4 hours, so that starts at 3.
That's huge.
Oh, that's right. It's not a noon kickoff. Yeah, I forget. I'm getting confused with the Orange Bowl and all that.
You all right? You started drinking before the flight?
Wow.
Look at that.
I'm trying to board. I'm trying to do two things at once here.
How many coquitos?
I'm like, when they board, I'm group four, but when they call one, I'm right there. I'm that guy.
Oh, you're that guy. So, that's the worst. Yeah. The worst.
I hate that person because you got to like, you don't want to say, hey, are you in group one?
Him.
But like,
you could tell. You could tell, though. You could tell.
But you get dressed up for a flight, right?
I'm not about the pajamas on planes. Like, right. wear some jeans at the least.
Like your shirt is tucked in. Like you're not wearing cargo shorts and an untucked jersey.
No, I got pants and a button down on.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a throwback. He's a throwback.
Yeah.
All right, Cunho.
All right, Hawk. Solana. I'll see you later.
Good luck in that aisle. Be careful.
Thank you.
All right. See you, Cunho.
Bye, guys.
I love talking to him. That is Mike Cunho from CBS.
Surprised he didn't hang up on you 5 minutes ago.
I know. He doesn't want to lose that boarding position. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.